The effort to reform the Alaska Marine Highway System took a step forward last week. The House Transportation Committee voted to ask staff to draft legislation that would establish a public corporation to take over the system, but it's a long way from a done deal. The ferries are run by the State Department of Transportation. The plan would shift control to an independent board that could make its own decisions about labor contracts, fares, and other parts of the operation. It would also forward fund the system, allowing for better schedule planning. Anchorage Republican Representative Chuck Kopp says a 7-member board of experts would provide better oversight than 60 ever-changing members of the legislature.
Imagine if we were trying to run the Anchorage International Airport as a legislature. It would be a disaster, but it's the number 4 air cargo airport in the world and entirely successful.
Big Lake Republican Representative Mark Newman says he's intrigued by the bill, but he's not ready to ask for it.
You know, there's still a lot of questions to be answered, and this is something that's going to take massaging of a couple of years, you know, to work through, and I can understand how that can work, let alone trying to figure out how we're going to come up with a couple $100 million for a fund.
The committee voted 5-2 in favor of writing a reform bill. It will be discussed and modified at future meetings, but action will likely wait until the next legislative session.